Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Houston's Eagle, Dean and Raj, 7:09 with the $1,000 minute coming up at 7:49. You have to answer 10 questions, 60 seconds to win $1,000. I have a pro tip that could help you. You know, people play along with this, and this is a little kind of behind-the-scenes tip. That
a reveal?
Kind of a reveal that could be productive. If you're trying to win the $1,000, I'll reveal it coming up here at the bottom of the hour at 7:30. So if you're trying to win $1,000 minute, sign up at HoustonsEagle.com and listen in 20 minutes for a tidbit, a little secret to help you win.
All right, birthday scam time.
You're going to pretend to be Adam's neighbor. Recently, he had some guests over, and they parked in front of your house in the cul-de-sac where you live, and the garbage people couldn't pick up your trash, so you're calling now to talk about it.
Hello.
Hi, yeah. Is this Adam?
Yes, speaking.
Adam, this is Joe Hicketts. I live down in the cul-de-sac, down the street from you.
Oh, I don't think we've met before.
No, we haven't. I just wanted to call because I have a concern. I notice, and I think it may be you or your family, parking your cars there along the street in that circle there.
Yeah, that's where we park. Why? What of it?
It's causing a problem, you know. The other day, there were so many cars in there, the trash truck couldn't get through, so they couldn't pick up my trash.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. That's, you know, it's a public street and everything. That's just where we park when we have overflow, you know, family, friends come into town and stuff like that.
You know, it's a number of cars there. I mean, it's can't you park in your driveway or in front of your house instead of down in front of mine?
Well, yeah, we do park in my driveway. We also park on the public street where we're allowed to park. What do you mean?
Well, you've got more cars than Auto Nation. I mean, who are all these people?
That's not really any of your business who these people are. Yeah, this has never been a problem before.
Well, some of them were smoking pot out there the other night, by the way.
That seems irrelevant to what. Listen, why are you really calling? What's going on?
Well, because it's a nuisance. You got guys getting smoking pot out there at night. I had to shine my flashlight in the window and run them off. I can't get my garbage taken out. How is this not a problem?
Dude, are you smoking pot? Is this seriously the... It's like 8 in the morning right now. Is this seriously the best use of your time?
That isn't a parking lot. That is a street. It's a throughway. No, that is not a parking lot.
Listen, to be honest, I'm a little taken aback. Can we calm it down a notch or two here? It's not that big of a deal. It's just street parking.
You're 5 houses away. I mean, why do you have to park down here and then walk all the way?
The street. People are legally allowed to park on a street.
Here's what we're going to do. The next time that the truck comes through and they can't pick up my garbage, I'm going to dump it on your driveway.
Careful now. You better watch out.
Or what?
Don't do that. What do you mean or what? What do you want to, is this, we're really going to go here?
Yeah, it looks that way. I believe it so. I called as a friendly neighbor.
No, you did not call me as a friendly neighbor. You called up here bitching and moaning about this.
All right.
What do you mean? You know what? Nobody once has ever had a problem.
I'm gonna bring my garbage down there, and then I'm gonna stuff you in it.
You want to come talk about this outside, like a man? Get off the phone, maybe.
No, let's just keep it on the phone. Why don't we instead ask your wife, Sophia, why she had Dean and Raj call you and do the birthday scam?
Wait, what do you what?
Yeah, it's the birthday scam from your wife. She said you had a birthday coming up, and that you do park down at the end of your street.
Oh, no way. Really?
Yeah,
no.
We know what you're up to.
And you were the one getting high. Yeah, tell Sophia we called and we hope you have a happy birthday.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I'm going to tell her you called. All right, that's for sure.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.